Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 16, 1805. Snowblind. The party that went out yesterday with Lewis were all volunteers and included Sergeants Ordway and Gass. As Captain Clark writes, they were unable to catch the Indians or retrieve any stolen meat.
A fine morning, visited by but a few Indians today. At dusk, two of the Indians who went down with Captain Lewis returned. Soon after, two others and one man, Howard, with his feet frosted, and informed that the Indians who committed the robbery of the two horses was so far ahead that they could not be overtaken. They left a number of pairs of moccasins, which the Mandan knew to be Sioux moccasins. This war party camped very near the last camp I made when on my hunting party, where they left some corn as a deception, with the view to induce a belief that they were Arikara. Captain Lewis and party proceeded on down. The meat I left at my last camp was taken. Captain William Clark, February 16, 1805.
The snow blindness that the Indian chief complained of on his return yesterday is caused by the sun's reflection on the snow and ice, and causes serious irritation to unprotected eyes. The cure in the expedition's time was the application of hot steam to the eyes. After the Indians had stolen the meat, they burned it and then went home. Lewis stated that the Indians saw me but were afraid to attack. The Sioux also burned one of the horses that was to bring back the meat, and the other one was never found. Not all was lost, however, as Lewis did bring back 36 deer and 14 elk. He found a second cache of meat that the Sioux had not destroyed, and he apparently hunted all the way back to the fort. Tomorrow, a gift of meat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.